There are 7 Haines residents interested in 1 open seat on the town's governing body. The applicants include a former mayor and the person behind an ongoing recall effort. But most of the candidates are newcomers to local government, and many of them say they hope to bring people together after a divisive several months. Being on the assembly has not been an easy job recently. 3 assembly members, Heather Lendy, Tresham Gregg, and Tom Morfitt, are targets of a recall campaign. And a few weeks ago, the assembly came under fire for its choice of a new borough manager. It was that decision that led Mike Case to resign his seat. Andrew Gray is one of 7 assembly appointment hopefuls. He says he wants to follow in Case's footsteps.
He was able to be a completely independent thinker and independent voice who would oftentimes be the lone dissenter. And he would be able to do that without making enemies of anybody or making it. He was never the source of the crazy contentiousness and divisiveness. I would really hope to do the same.
Gray has been in Haines for about a year. He's a 29-year-old civil engineer. Sean Mady is similar to Gray in that he is fairly new to Haines and on the younger side. Mady is a 35-year-old apartment complex manager who moved here 2 years ago.
I don't feel like our age group has a voice pretty much anywhere. There's a lot of apathy when it comes to the 18 to 40 age demographic. And the only way we're going to be able to change that is if we do something about it. And I strongly feel that we can.
The youngest member of the current assembly is 40. The others are 55 or older. James Hart is the youngest of the assembly applicants at 27 years old. He's a lifelong Haines resident and Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Council member.
I'm looking towards the future. I've got a nephew who's 1.5. I want him to know he's in a safe place and a place that isn't looking for short gain. We're looking at the long term, so his grandchildren have a place to stay that's good for everybody.
Many of the applicants say they want to help quell the acrimony that has plagued Haines politics over the past few months. Here's Paul Nelson, a business owner who has served once before in an appointed assembly seat.
I mean, I think they're actually doing a pretty good job. If we can just end some of the infighting and, you know, the conflicts that are happening between people here.
A significant part of the divisiveness is an ongoing recall effort aimed at 3 assembly members. The person leading that effort is also one of the assembly applicants.
I thought that I've been trying to hold people's feet to the fire, and so I thought I could try to keep some reasonable stuff going on in the assembly.
Don Turner Jr. doesn't think he has much of a chance of getting chosen for the seat by the people he is trying to oust. But if he were appointed, he says he would focus on the budget and cutting non-essential services. Another applicant with an interest in budgets is Judy Erickson, a bookkeeper and longtime resident who ran for assembly last fall but was not elected. KHNS could not reach Erickson for this story, but during her campaign last year, she focused on her budgeting experience.
I have experience trying to set priorities on a budget if you have to cut. I know the cost of things. I mean, I'd like to listen to everybody. That's how I make my decisions.
Stephanie Scott has the most borough government experience of the group. She was mayor of Haines a few years ago and served 2 terms on the assembly. Scott says she would work to strengthen the public process.
You know, my commitment to the public process is so strong. And what I want to do is to make it easier, friendlier for the public to comment during the meetings.
The assembly meets as a committee of the whole this Thursday to discuss the letters of interest. An appointment will likely happen at the May 30th regular meeting. Whoever is chosen will join the assembly as they work to finalize the upcoming fiscal year budget, and as a new borough manager, Deborah Schnabel, is expected to take the helm. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.